Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. How can I help you?
Yeah, I received a letter in the mail.
Oh, okay. Did you have the 16-digit reservation code on there?
Sure do.
All right, what's that code?
2311.
Okay.
3701.
All right.
0043.
Okay.
6321.
6321. All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to pull it up and see what we're working with here. And who am I speaking with?
My name's Francis DeStefano.
Okay. Francis, my name's Sam. I'll be helping you out. What's the name of the business that you're calling with?
FTD Excavating and Concrete, Inc.
Hey, is Lincoln?
You got FTD Excavating and Basement Waterproofing. That's not the legal name.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry, what was the legal name?
It's FTD Excavating and Concrete, Inc.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And then, Francis, is this the best number to reach on in case we do get disconnected?
I'll give you my cell number. That's probably better. It's 267-372-5637.
Okay.
5637.
All right. Give me 1 second. This computer's going super slow right now. Give me a little problems. Bear with me. Okay. So we had the mailing address. It's 215 Linton Avenue. Is that still correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. And how long have you been in business?
16 years. Incorporated for 8.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Okay, so Francis, we do have a lot of, you know, different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me just a little bit about what you're looking for, and we'll point you in the right direction here.
I bought a truck, and the interest rate's 23.5%. If I could get the money to pay that off and get the finance rate lower.
Okay. All right. Now, how long ago did you buy the truck?
I'll tell you in a second. Let's see. Yeah. A few months ago, I bought it.
Okay. All
so
right.
I'm on my third payment, so 3 months ago.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. And how much was the total cost of the truck?
$17,300.
Okay. All right. $17,300. So were you looking just primarily to try to refinance that, or were you looking to get some additional funds on top for anything else?
I just refinance a truck, really. I mean, I don't really need anything else right now.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second here. And as far as, you know, a timeline on getting the funds in place, were you looking the sooner the better?
Yeah, whatever it takes, how long it takes. Nothing's going to change.
Yeah, I see. Okay. All right. Now, okay, just a couple basic questions for you. What do you guys do for gross sales over there?
Last year I did, I'll tell you in a second, hold on. Last year we did, I think it was $180,000.
Okay. That puts us in a little.
Give me a second. I can look corporate.
Yeah, no worries.
I believe it was 180 something.
Okay. All right. Yeah, ballpark is good. Just gives me an idea of, you know, kind of what range we're going to fall in. How about as far as your personal credit goes? What's that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Fair.
Okay.
Used to be a six. My TransUnion used to be a 680, and since I bought the truck with all the inquiries,
yeah,
I just took a 40-point hit. So.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you shop around a few different places, or?
They start and they 34 inquiries.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Man, how does that happen? All from the same car dealership? They just kind of shop it around?
three different ones.
Oh, man.
I originally found a truck I liked, and they couldn't get it done. And then I went to another place. A friend of mine sent me to, and they couldn't get it done. And the third one I went to, they did. The third one they got me 23.5%. So I be honest with you, I don't even know why I was having a hard time.
Yeah, man, I wish we got in touch with you before. save a little hassle there. Okay. Now, so as far as, you know, refinancing it, because it's not owned outright by you at this time, it seems like the option that we would have would be to do an unsecured working capital loan. So it's basically just unsecured cash that you can use however you want. Okay. So, you know, the idea would be get you the amount to pay off the truck in full. And then, you know, set you up on a term. The terms for the working capital loans are, they're typically shorter terms. So they range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. Now, what's the term look like on the truck that you have? Is it a 5 year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
listen,
what?
If they would have given me the interest rate I originally should have gotten, because I bought a car 5-6 months before this, I had 7% interest.
Uh-huh.
And after I got the loan, I called the bank and asked them why the interest rate was so high, and they couldn't answer my question. If I didn't need the truck, I wouldn't have done the deal. Trust me.
Yeah. I know how that goes. It's a matter of you need to get it in place to do some work. So you got to kind of take what you can get when you can get it.
Yeah, I had another truck and it broke down and I was kind of in a jam and I'm fairly busy. So I lost a week of work because of it to begin with, and I just needed to get into another truck while the other truck was getting fixed.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. You know, it looks like the option would be to go for the unsecured cash to get you to be able to just pay that off. We'll see what kind of rate we can qualify you for. There's a wide range. It kind of depends on a few different factors. Credit's going to be part of it, but not a huge part. We primarily look at your gross annual sales, and we can typically do 10 to 15% of that. So if you're at that 180, 10% is going to put you right at 18,000, which is just, it matches up pretty well with the total balance that you have on the truck. So it's It's definitely an option. You know, we'll also take a look at time in business. So you got a good amount of time in business, so that's going to help you out with the rate as well. Now, in order to get you some actual hard numbers of what you qualify for, I just need a couple things, and it takes 24 hours to get an answer on it. So it's just a one-page application. We take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements to kind of get a real-time look at the business, and then last year's tax return.
Okay.
What's a good email address I can send that over to?
FTDconcrete.
Okay.
@AOL.com.
@AOL.com. Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll put together a short email right now with that list, and then in the email you'll have all of my direct contact information too. So if you have any questions while you're going through it, you can go ahead, you know, send me an email or give me a call. Does that all sound like something you have pretty handy and get back to me pretty quickly?
Within the day I can, yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. So we'll be on the same time frame. I'll go ahead, I'll shoot it out to you right now. Should get there in about 5 minutes. I just got to put it together. Take a look at it. You know, shoot that stuff back. You can email it or fax it, whatever's easier.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yep.